Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that minister to the 12 tribes of Israel. And these 12 tribes consist of Native Americans, so-called African Americans, so-called Latino Americans. And we do this ministry every week with the will of the Divine Heavenly Father and our Mother Barbilo and our King Messiah, who gives us the wherewithal to do it. So our ministry normally starts from 11 o'clock to 12. And my brother Adir and I has now our own ministry, which is called the Upper Eons. You can find the Upper Eons on Facebook. And also my brother Adir's, he has also videos that he still do on Saturday evenings, which you can find on YouTube. And also, we have still several ministries that we're doing. We still do a book binding ministry. And also, we still have my mother's ministry, which is the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry, which we're going to be getting our website together. So you'll be able to go to our website and reach out to us. You know, we're working on that right now. My brother do have an email. And I'm going to give you my email, which is dodemand@aol.com, all lowercase letters. You can reach me on there. And my brother has his email. I'll let him give it to you.
My email is Adir Bay Israel. It is just how I spell Adir, A-D-I-R, capital A, Bay, B-Y, Israel, Y-S-R-A-E-L, @gmail.com.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, mine is dodemand, D-O-U. GHTHEMAN@AOL.com. Now, being though all that is said, I would like to. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I will still mention that our brother Yaquan Ben Israel still has his ministry, which is in the upper rooms, and you can find our brother Yaquan Ben Israel in the upper room, or the 12 tribes of Israelites.com. So, being though that's all said, we would like to go into our ministry today. And it's a real fascinating ministry. And it speaks of, the title is, The Heavenly Father's Making All Things New. The Heavenly Father's Making All Things New. And this title can relate to a lot of things. We can just look right now, brother. Look at our current situation that's taking place right now in this world. You know, all we see is devastation. I'll take my city alone in Philadelphia, where I reside at. We at the highest that we ever been in killings. The murder rate is just off the charts. Matter of fact, they said we're going to almost triple our murder rate this year. You know, so when you see all these things occurring, you got to know something is in the air and something is about to happen, because things is to the point where it's just so bad. You cut the news on, all you're going to see is bad, bad, bad from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. So that's why I looked at this topic and I said, you know, the Heavenly Father is making all things new. And you will see as we go through our program exactly what I'm talking about, that he's going to make all things new. But right now we're going through a process, you know, that it's going to take before the Divine Heavenly Father and Messiah and our mother make all things new. And I, again, want to give thanks to them again for allowing us to have another day to do our ministry. So all praise to the Divine Heavenly Father, our mother, Barbilo, Messiah, and Metatron. All praise to them. So my first scripture today, brothers, coming out of Revelation. Now listen what this read at. Revelations 21, 1 to 2. Mm-hmm. Again, Revelations 21, 1 to 2. And it reads, "And I saw new heavens and new earth, for the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from out of the heavens, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. Now, you see, as this scripture was telling us, see, it was a new heavens, a new earth, and the former earth has passed away, letting us know that, you see, what we're seeing is the preparation for the new earth and the new heavens to come, you know, because as the scriptures say, you know, it's the old earth has passed away. And it went as far even saying that, so John said he's seen a new holy city, a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, prepared as a bridegroom for a husband, giving us again a new Jerusalem, a new heavens. And when you talk about prepared for the bridegroom, you talk about Messiah preparing that for elect light brethren that is about to rule with them.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So
let me add to that. Now I'm going to give y'all a little more addition to what my brother's saying. Now, I'm going to make it clear. Now, this new heaven he's talking about is for these so-called slaves. You know what I'm saying? In South America, America, and all over the world. The new city he's talking about is say the Most High, he going to dwell there with us. One. Two, it said that above the gates, those 12 gates, is written the names of the tribes of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's us, these so-called slaves. So don't get excited, Gentiles, thinking that it's talking about y'all. When they wrote the names of 12 tribes of Israel, we know who they are. These is, like my brother said, the so-called blacks, Native Americans, the Mexicans. Those are the people who talk about this new city. So that's all I wanted to make clear. So you Gentiles don't get happy, think y'all going to rule on earth, and then you're going to go into the kingdom. Because the Father wrote our name on those gates. And that's whatever tribe you from, going to walk through that particular gate. You ain't got no Gentiles up there.
Yeah, brother, thank you. That was well said. Because, see, we know what the Gentiles like to do. They like to always inculcate themselves in our blessings. It's not. First, they take us into captivity. They take us out of our blessings. You know, then they want to initiate themselves in our blessings.
Right.
You know, ain't that the audacity? I digress, brother. This is what they do. I'm only saying what they do, brother. You see?
Terrible.
Terrible. They're terrible. But I do want to let you know, too, audience, we do have a phone number we can be reached on. And sorry, I failed to mention it. Our number is 845-214-9966. If there's any light brother that's, you know, listening, you know, because this is what we do. We searching and looking for light brother. And if there's any of the things that could recollect with you that we're talking about, please feel free to call us so we can help you to get on this path of righteousness that, you know, that light brother are on. So again, that number is 845-214-9966. Now, brother, I want to read you another scripture that's coming from 2 Peter 3:13. Now listen what this says. It says in 2 Peter 3:13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein the dwelleth the righteous. So in other words, the divine heavenly Father has promised us this. So you know he's never late on his promises, and this is something that is going to occur. You know, he's telling you a new earth and a new heaven. But listen to the end of it. The key is the end of it. Dwelleth the righteousness. In other words, his chosen children will be the righteous soul that will dwell in his kingdom. You see what I'm saying? The ones he chooses, which is his chosen children. And I must say to, you know, to mention, there will be some other nations in the kingdom that is going to serve Israel.
Right.
You see, it tells us in the scriptures, they will cringe to Israel and they will be servants and handmaids in the kingdom, brother.
Right, right, right. I want to add to that precept what he said. And if you go down to 14, you say, wherefore be loved. When I told you before, Messiah always called us to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
It says, seeing that ye look for such things, talking about the kingdom and dwelling in it, be diligent, being faithful, that ye may be found of him in peace without spot or blemish. So you do all the work in faith, spirit, and in truth,
mm-hmm.
that when you get restored, that you will have any spot or blemish. 15, and according to that, the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. You know what I'm saying? So what he have done for us, that we receive salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto us. So we just go by all the patriarchs has written to us what we need to do, what's going to happen, and to find ourselves worthy and faithful.
Right, brother. Thank you. Because, see, you can't, if you think that you're going to come into the kingdom and doing the same things, you're delusional. You're kidding yourself.
Right,
you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he, you know, these are for the ones that was practicing, you know, truth, spirit, and love and wisdom,
right.
all serving the divine heavenly Father, you know.
While they're in.
Right. While they're in this reality.
Right.
You
right.
see,
right.
Apostle Paul told us,
right.
put on a new personality.
Right.
You see, he's telling you that because it's going to take that type of personality to inherit the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're not going in the kingdom, you know, with your face twisted up and mm-hmm. think you're going to bring all that negative in the kingdom. No.
Mm-hmm.
Messiah always said, humble yourself. The meek shall inherit the
right.
earth, you
right.
know.
Right.
So it's just letting you know the type of attitude you will have when you in the kingdom, meek and humble.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
thank you again, brother. So mm-hmm. I want to read you our next scripture, which is coming from Isaiah 65:17. Now listen to this. Now Isaiah 65:17, it says, for behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. You see?
What?
That, you see that? See, and that's why when the divine heavenly Father, to piggyback on just what my brother was saying, you see, when he creates this new heavens and new earth, all the things that we've done in this reality or was all done to us is going to be not even thought about no more.
Mm-hmm.
Not, it said, remembered.
Mm-hmm.
It said, it won't even come to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's how great and beautiful
yes.
the kingdom is going to be.
Yes.
It's going to be like this never even happened,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, like my brother and I was saying, the meek and the humble is going to inherit
mm-hmm.
that kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
it takes a certain type of individual to inherit the Heavenly Father's kingdom that he's going to bring to this earth, you know. And it's stressed, and this is why I'm reading you each scripture that's telling you the different traits, you see, that's
right.
going to happen
right.
that you must have. In order to inherit the Heavenly Father's kingdom, you got to serve him with truth, spirit, love, and I say wisdom, you see, which is given to you, which is given to you
right.
through the divine Heavenly Father and the Mother and Messiah and Metatron. They give us this. Okay, now my next scripture is coming from the Keys of Enoch on page 329, verse 1. Now, again, that's the Keys of Enoch, page 329, verse 1. Now, listen to this. Now we're about to hit some heavy stuff. Now, listen to this. It says, at the Keys of Enoch, 329, verse 1, and it reads, there is a forming of the new worlds at this time, for there is to be some existent new planets, and the creator sovereign of the local universe knows, and the creator of the sovereign of the local universe known as the Council of 12 have been studying the charts, which are the arrangements of the manifestation of the new physical existence. The Council of Nine have governed this area of physical existence from the beginning of that area of expression from the Father's word. The Nine shall place upon the new realms those physical souls who have perfected themselves upon the earth plane. Those souls who have evolved to the highest point of the advancement on earth shall be of the new creation. You see? Now listen to that, brother. It's telling you. Now, as I read to you another precept, the Heavenly Father promised it tell you right here. He has it all set up where the Heavenly Father has the Council of 12 and a Council of 9 that is part of the assignment, which he's telling you that when he created, when he start creating everything new, you see, because it's going to be a new world, it's going to be everything going to be new. But listen what it says. It says the nine shall place upon the new realms those physical souls who have perfected themselves upon the earth. In other words, he's telling you that the ones that was humble, the ones that was serving divine Heavenly Father, the ones that was doing his will to the best that they can, these are the people that is going to be on this planet. You see, that the ones that was with him, that was doing. See, it's about the now. You see, you're not going to think that at the last minute that when the Heavenly Father brings destruction to the system and you're just going to run up in there and run up in the kingdom. Right. It don't work that way. Right. This is telling you. It's telling you the souls who have evolved into the higher point of advancement on the earth, the souls is those who's doing this studying, who's meditating, who's praying, who's getting, they're evolving every day. These are the souls that's just going to inherit the Heavenly Father's kingdom through their involvement. And you can see the difference, you see, of that person trying to better himself so he can be prepared for the kingdom. Now is the time to prepare for the kingdom, you see.
Now look, like my brother said, every time when he just said it quite a few times in quite a different precepts and in the book of knowledge, he keep telling you that the wicked shall not inherit or be nowhere in remembrance or even be in these places of righteousness. Now I'm gonna read also in Isaiah 35 verse 8, and it say, and a highway shall be there and a way. So that's the highway that no wicked can travel on. It say, and it shall be called the way of holiness. See, you got to be in this reality doing the work of the will of the Father in this physical flesh while you're here. Because if you don't be trying to call on him when he gets, because it's too late. It say the unclean, see, the ones who didn't want to serve him, that's what it means by unclean, shall not pass over it. See, you can put one foot on that highway. You know what I'm saying? It say the wayfaring man, though fools, shall not err therein. So you ain't going to be nowhere in that place. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said the new heavens and the new earth where the wicked shall not dwell or be remembered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, brother. And thank you. That was good. Because, see, he's telling you, he's showing you from a different aspect that, look, if you're going to start inheriting God's kingdom, the Heavenly Forefather's kingdom, now is the time to start doing it. Now, not at the last minute, right now.
Right.
You see, that is the time. You see, okay, I digress. Now, I'm going to take you to the next scripture. Now, this is heavy. It's on the same page, 329, the keys of Enoch, verse 3, page 329, verse 3. Now, it's kind of lengthy, so I'm going to kind of read through it kind of quick, and I'll break it down when I'm done. Okay, it says, the word of the B'nai Or, specifically under the leadership of Melchizedek. This is going to be leading the new order under Melchizedek. Metatron and Michael includes the changing of the whole solar hierarchy of intelligence. This means that the reprogrammer of the younger spiritual teachers of all planes of existence who have been caught up in their own illusion to the point of not seeing the value of taking the physical earth intelligence beyond its physical illusion so that earthly man would not have to repeat himself again and again within the same lower heavens.
Right.
In order to accomplish this, the hierarchy realms that are working with the lesser brotherhood of light are now being forced out of their positions of power, and the greater forces of the light will eternalize on the earth plane. They shall come in with such a force that all the destruction prevailed upon the lesser light group shall be sanctioned within their own realms of existence. Now, brother, now that's letting you know that the Divine Heavenly Father has an order already in place, mm-hmm. which is, he told you, Melchizedek,
mm-hmm.
Metatron,
mm-hmm.
which is the God of this universe, mm-hmm. and Michael, which is an archangel that works with Metatron and Melchizedek. They are, you know, because it's going to be, he's telling you, the higher intelligence is going to come from them
right.
in this universe.
Right. Right.
So, you know, he's telling you, so don't get it twisted. Those need you to, you know, be caught up in this world of Satan
mm-hmm.
and continue to want to stay in that illusion.
Right.
Well, now you're going to start all over again.
All over again.
12,000 to, I think it's the six, it's 12 to 16,000 years mm-hmm. to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you don't want to be, you don't want that. You don't want that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You want to be able to get yourself together now. You see what I'm saying? Prepare your mind now, because it'll tell you, listen to what it says. They shall come in with such a force that all the destruction prevails upon the lesser light group shall be sanctioned within their own realms of existence. So in other words, if you fail 12, that's where you're going to be. You're going to be way behind. You see, 12,000 years behind. And in order for you to come back to this perfection, it's going to take a whole lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so you don't want to fall in that category.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be trying to do the will of the Divine Heavenly Father as best as you can now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's letting us mm-hmm. know, brother.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to add to what he's saying. So he telling y'all real quick, real fast, if you serving the God of this world, you in trouble.
Yes,
you're bad. You in trouble. Because like you said, the brothers of light, the Melchizedek priesthood, the priesthood that is from the beginning, from Adam all the way down to Israel today, is mm-hmm. really the priesthood of Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
He said when that priesthood come in, it's going to be so powerful, it's going to knock the archons out of their realms
yep.
where they exist right now, which is the gods of this world. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. Everything on earth that's happening right now is because Messiah coming back. I don't give a damn what these Gentiles tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's global warming. We just running out of food. We got too many people. No, it ain't. Your time to rule is over.
Mm-hmm.
Messiah on his way back and the righteous being restored.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't never talk about these so-called blacks or these so-called black Hebrews on the corners and wherever else we at talking about this truth. I'm in the COVID bite. I'm in the Nakamati too. I mean, the Keys of Enoch 2 on page 330. Listen to this. It says, at that time, the earth will be in a new electromagnetic orbit. So, like we've been telling y'all,
mm-hmm.
as we evolve, well, as the earth evolve, we evolve into. because we go into the new heavens and new earth, which is a higher orbit. You know what I'm saying? It's a, at that time, there on the earth, there will be a new electromagnetic orbit, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth. See, mm-hmm. we're going into a new whole era where, like my brother just read, that the old earth, we have no remembrance of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a, and at that time, the conditions will be ripped from the B'nai Or to bring it bring forth the government of man God, Adam Cabin, or Allah, like I told y'all, you know what I'm saying? The man God as a council of light set upon the face of the earth in that land of the Ancient of Days. So the land of Ancient of Days right now, like the keys of Enoch tell you, is America.
Mm-hmm.
South America, all these Americas going to be the new land where the new place is going to be set.
Yep.
Get back to my brother.
Yep, brother. Thank you. That was good. And on top of that, brother, I'm going to piggyback a little on top of that. Now, you got to think about this, right? When you got that much power, you talk about Messiah, you talk about Metatron, you talking about Michael, you talking about us, you talking about the elect, that's so much power
mm-hmm.
in the sky,
mm-hmm.
it will crumble anything
right.
that's
right.
negative,
right.
that's not working right. on the same
right.
hurts with them.
Right.
See, when you bring it, see, I'm trying to break this down and we're not be too stuck on it, right? Because you're talking about colors, sound, vibrations. You're talking a lot of things that if you're not meditating or vibrating on that wavelength, it'll destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the archons got to fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's that much powerful, and they powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But that power that you're talking about is not even from this universe.
Okay, let me give you another example of that too, what he's saying. Okay, and this will help you also, some people interpret it this way or that way. He's saying is this. You know how when people say they die, and I got some more information on that too. When people say they die and they see that white light and they don't interpret what that white light is, that's because you're not from the light, or if you're from the light, you've been in this body so long you can't see through that light.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what he's saying is this light is going to be so powerful on all senses, meaning physical senses or spiritual senses. It's just going to blind you.
Mm-hmm.
But in the midst of blinding it, it, like I said, a new electromagnetic orbit. So what it's saying is this. Basically what it's saying is you can put electronic in a microwave and it just burn them up.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy it. That's basically what it's saying. That's going to come with so much force.
Right.
It's going to destroy all senses, whether it's physical, latent, spiritual, it don't matter. It's going to destroy them. And they're not going to be able to function anymore. So that's what he's saying. They're going to come with so much force.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From the upper eons.
Right, brother. Exactly. You know, you're talking about power that we have never even seen
exactly.
or heard of.
Exactly.
So I digress. All right. I'm going to get to the next scripture. It's coming from the same. Keys of Enoch. Page 330, verse 8. Now, listen what it says here on verse 8. On the keys of Enoch, it says, younger souls of the faithful who survived the old programs will become a physical seed of the Christ people upon the planet. The faithful who are already initiated into the many gifts will be taken to other planets. This will come to pass only after the unrighteousness are removed
mm-hmm.
from the face of the earth. And that time, the earth will be a new electromagnetic orbit, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth, taking us right back to our topic. But you see, these things like this got to occur first.
Right.
You see, like it said, the faithful ones who survive the programs will become a physical seed of Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because see, they will be in compliance with them,
mm-hmm.
you see, and there will be no need to worry about it because they was always in compliance
right,
with them,
right.
you know, and it tells us too, it also speaks about the elect, and that they will go on to other worlds to do other missions
mm-hmm.
and other planets to finish doing other missions that the Divine Heavenly Father has for them to do.
Exactly.
So it's a lot that's going to take place.
Yeah.
You see, it's not just, you know, one little thing. It's going to be several things going on at the same time.
Hey, brother,
mm-hmm.
look, let me add.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my brother said a very important point that you, like brothers and like sisters, need to hear. He said that the light brothers and sisters going to go to other worlds and planets. Right there is telling you this. My brother said, my brother Adolf said before, that the seed of Jacob doctrine is in all universes and all worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I'm saying is stop limiting yourself to just earth.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? My brother just now just told you, you're going to other worlds, other places. So stop limiting yourself to just earth and just a couple books. You got information everywhere, and you're going to be ministering everywhere. So keep an open mind and ask the Father in the Spirit to guide you.
Right, because, see, you got to expand your mind. You see, I know we look at this planet and think we somewhere big, but this is a speck. To the Divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, our mother, they created their own universes.
Right.
We like a speck in the universe.
Right. Right.
And I know it's hard to realize that, but like my brother said, you got to pray to the Father, the Mother, and Messiah to open your mind up to really get a good understanding of what is about to occur.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we live in this illusion.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a big illusion,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the archons want you to stay closed-minded.
Right.
But as you start taking in this light, the Father, Mother, Messiah, Metatron are going to open your mind up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to expand, and you'll be like, whoa!
Right. Right.
So that's what we say in light, brothers. That's exactly what we're talking about. Okay, listen to my next scripture. It's coming from the Keys of Enoch, same page, but it's verse 9. Now listen to this one. I'm going to try to read it quick because it's a lot again. And at this time, all conditions will be ripe for the Ben-Aor to bring forth the government of man, God, as a council of light set upon the face of the earth and the new lands of the Ancient of Days, the great lands of the West. The new government will rule through a council of light made up of the righteous leaders of all nations in connection with the Galactic Council of Light. The false masculine priesthood who have denied the many gifts of the Holy Spirit will be overthrown by the children of light,
mm-hmm.
who will raise their right arms,
right.
which will become a golden staff.
Look at that!
Exercising great leadership on the planet.
Look at that.
Now, if that ain't a mouth word, in other words,
new heavens and new earth.
With light brothers ruling over it with a golden staff of light.
Right.
Now, see, when it's speaking of these heavy things like this, see, this is why we're looking for you, light brother,
right.
so that you can rule
right.
with Messiah
right.
with your golden staff of light
right.
because you are a part of this process.
Right.
You see, so as my brother was telling you, open your mind. Look how vast this thing is. Look at what we're trying to show you,
mm-hmm.
you see, and it's deep because it's you that's
right.
going to be ruling or tell you over these lands and these nations
right.
with the Council of Light. The Heavenly Father already got it set up for
mm-hmm.
us. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's already done.
Yep.
All we're
yep.
doing is walking in the steps of it. Good.
That's why Messiah said, I have created new mansions. If I haven't, would I not have told you? So basically what my brother's saying is, if you think this light or this information resonates with you, come join us in the upper eons on Facebook or contact us on the emails my brother gave you at dothemand at aol.com or adirbeyisrael@gmail.com. If you think this information resonates with you.
Right. If it resonates with your spirit and your soul and you can feel what we're saying and is itching you, you can call us right now at our number at 845-214-9966 or you can reach us at dodaman@aol.com, or you can reach my brother at dearbayisrael.com. You know, now is the time, because time is not of the essence right now. It is fading fast. So join us, like brother, if it resonates in your heart. Okay. Now, I have another scripture I'm going to read that is from the Keys of Enoch, verse 10. Now, listen to this. It says, the faithful will be of one song and gladness, for there will be no longer be any religion or science of Babylon, the finite solar cosmology will be overthrown, which is wonderful. See, it's letting us know that these fake false religions, mm-hmm. and all they left-hand science that they give us is going to be done away with. Right. Messiah is going to do away with everything that's on the left-hand side that is, you know, is not detrimental for mankind's growth or evolvement or evolving in the new kingdom. See, it's got to be done away with, because that's what holds us back. You know, the precept was saying, it tells us, my children, get out of her if you don't want to share in her plagues and curses. Exactly. He's telling you, get out of that false religion. Right. Get out of all celebrating these wicked holidays. Mm-hmm. I call them holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all. That don't got nothing to do with the divine Heavenly Father. He's telling you to leave these things alone. Right. They're from the left-hand side, mm-hmm. you see. Mm-hmm. And it's important, especially for light, brother, to get in contact with us so that we can help you progress in the light, right. you see, because you can get caught up in these things. And if you do, I read to you early, you don't want to spend another 12,000 to 16,000 years trying to find your way back to the Heavenly Father.
Do that.
Why he's around and he's here, accept him and let's go.
Right.
You see, let's go.
Because
the Heavenly Father got, as they say in the world, bigger fish for us to fry. This is nothing. But the thing is, how can we go to the next program if we can't get through this one? We can only do one program at a time.
Right.
Look, and this program is 12 to 16,000 years.
Right.
You see? So
That's a long time,
brother.
That's
you see why Adam was jumping off mountains. And the Heavenly Father keep bringing him back. So now is the time to join us, so that we can be able to help you to get on your spiritual journey, because spiritual journey it is, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got one more scripture I want to read, and that's coming from Revelation 11:15. Now listen what this says. This sums it all up. And at Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were a great voice in the heavens saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever and ever. So it's just letting you know that Messiah is going to reign forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not something that we're making up.
Right.
This ain't something that we say is going to happen.
Right.
This is decreed by the divine Heavenly Father
that
this is going to come.
Right.
Messiah will reign, you see,
and
the time is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I told you, the essence of time is to get yourself in tune with the divine Heavenly Father,
mm-hmm.
Messiah, and our mother,
mm-hmm.
so that you can have a chance to rule in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Even our nation, we're not saying you have to be a light brother, but even if you of our nation, now our job is looking for light brothers,
mm-hmm.
but even if you of the nation, as my brother used to say, you get your penny, you will rule over the other nations,
mm-hmm.
you see?
Right.
But just get your foot in, as they say.
Right.
Get your foot in.
Right.
Prepare yourself to be able to rule over these other nations, you see? Because we know that light brother is an exclusive thing. You see, light brother is rare.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we're looking for, But even if you're not a light brother, you see, you still have a place in the Heavenly Father's kingdom.
Yep.
You see,
yep.
you have a
yep.
place in this kingdom.
Yep.
You know, and Messiah showed us that all through the scriptures.
Yep.
He
yep.
showed us.
Yep.
You know, although he came back for us
mm-hmm.
and our nation,
mm-hmm.
he specifically was came back for us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not saying that you can't inherit the earth and inherit the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though the kingdom within you and it's on outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So inherit both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, another thing that, you know, I wanted to ponder on too, brother, before, I know we don't have much time, but what I wanted to talk about too, find the bridge. I wanted to talk about, you see, what the other nations doing to try to stop us from inheriting the kingdom. Now, they throw all kind of roadblocks at us. They throw all kind, they call us all kind of bywords. They hide up. They hide our text. They hide our scriptures. The Catholics got a cathedral that's about 50 miles long with our books, you know, that's in it. But they hide it all from us. But that's what the nations do. But thanks to the divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, our mother, Metatron, that they give us still, with them doing all of that, they still make provision for us to be fed spiritually, mentally,
mm-hmm.
physically.
Yes.
You know, they give us the wherefore to continue on after they still hiding everything.
Right. Right.
You see, it's a blessing.
Right.
We really in a blessed time.
Mm-hmm.
We in a blessed time, and but now is the time to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, take advantage of this privilege,
mm-hmm.
because when the Heavenly Father starts shutting things down,
mm-hmm.
it's going to shut down, and it won't be no other.
Mm-hmm.
You, now, what are you going to do? As they said, what did you store up?
Mm-hmm.
Did you store up anything? Did you do anything?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And that's why I say, don't get caught up in these illusions. Like, just because they're playing football, don't let it take your mind away. For I'm not saying you don't have to watch football and basketball, baseball, because I watch it myself. But I don't let that stop me from doing my responsibility
right.
of serving the divine
right.
Heavenly Father, Messiah,
right.
and our mother, Barbara.
Right. Right. Now, look, now I'm going to say something. I'm going to give you, my brother said, don't get caught up in the myths and allegories and signs
right.
and symbols of this world. I'm going to give you an allegory that's in the Bible that is just hard to get. This is the mystery of the mysteries. I did a video yesterday about the Quran and Allah and who you really are and Allah really is, Adam Kapman. I'm going to give you a sign that Allah is Adam Kadmon in the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the story of King David when he killed Goliath? Watch this allegory that only Light Brother will be able to figure this out. It was a sign for Light Brother. Now, it really happened, but it also was an allegory. Okay. David prayed and took the rock. I'm going to say it real fast. He took that rock. And he hit Goliath where? Right in his third eye.
Mm-hmm.
Through the third eye is the doorway to the upper eons. He conquered the flesh when he hit him in the third eye. Through your third eye, you shall know God. You know what I'm saying? That was the allegory that King David gave you for life of the sea net.
Mm-hmm.
He hit him right in the third eye and they killed him. That he killed the flesh. So that's what that allegory was. Give it back to my brother.
Yep, he killed his pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that third eye is what we, that's how we communicate
right.
to the divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, Metatron, our mother Barbilo, through our third eye.
Right.
He shot it. Down. Yeah, he killed it. So when David killed it, he shut his third eye. He could not live. You see, you will die. That's why I say, you must eat spiritual food as
right.
well as physical food. Stop eating either one, you will die.
Right.
So that's going to conclude our show for the day. I just want to thank the divine Heavenly Father, our mother, Barbilo, Messiah, Metatron, for giving us another opportunity. Those Light Brothers that minister to the children of 12 tribes of Israel. Well, my name is Rodolph B. Israel.
And I'm a dear Bay Israel.
And if it's the Divine Heavenly Father's will, we'll be back next week with another ministry. So I will say peace be unto you. Shalom.
Unto you be peace. Shalom.
Conquer that flesh.
Yeah, that was good, brother. That was good. You see,